What about other kinds of wire fences too, Peter?
That's about the only one that we had. Barbed wire and the square hole fence for hogs, you know. Then they had, they started to get in that chicken, you know, a little bit of round holes for chicken. When you start having chicken, you like to keep them penned up when they're small. Naturally, you'd use a fence with a wire, the mesh wire that was about an inch. And as your chicken grew, if you put them in another pen, you'd use a little bigger wire, you see. As you see fit, I mean, if you had small chicken, you have to use maybe a smaller than an inch hole.
Was there a place around the barn where you just let all the animals run around?
Around the barns, yeah. Take it right there. The chickens, the hogs, and the mules were together.
You were telling me about the hog, that mule you had that would bite the hog's tails off?
Yeah, that was he was just mean.
The place where they drank, those were what? Those were called?
Well, you had troughs. We had those old-time syrup kettles where you used to boil syrup a long time ago to make syrup so they could have their sweet, because people had their sweet, like sugar.
Uh-huh.
And they would make their syrup for the year. And then those places got away when they started making sugar out of sugar cane instead of syrup. And they start growing sugar cane in a bigger quantity where it'd be too much syrup. You can use all that syrup. Let's say a syrup mill would charge you maybe a fifth or something like that. Every 5 gallons they'll take one, or every 4 gallons they'll take one. Yeah. That's how they get paid. They could sell that, but you would keep yours. And then you have syrup for the year round. You put them in jugs or containers, you know. Mostly you have to put them in regular glass jugs, so you couldn't put them in gallonage, because it would take the taste of gallonage, it poisoned. So you put them in jars, 5 gallon jars. They have 2 gallons, 3 gallons, gallon.
Yeah.
And we had syrup for the year round.
That's something else I want to ask you about. What about the cooking utensils you use?
The majority of the cooking utensil was used mostly some of those, like those black cast iron pots, you know? Naturally, they would last long. But you had some aluminum when I got to the point of knowing what it was about 50 years ago, we had some good aluminum pots. You had some aluminum kettles, you know, to boil your water. But mostly, if you use wood stove, it must open, all of it was cast iron big pots, even to boil your water. Because you had to do plenty of that. And you had to use some of those solid irons to iron your clothes. You put them on you heat up the old stove and just put them on the stove and heat them up to iron.
Around the house, your mother did all the you coming.
Yeah, my mother used to do all the cooking, you know. Well, naturally, she had 3 daughters that she was lucky, you know, to help. Milking at the car, she did all that.
She'd sweep with a
broom. Homemade broom.
Yeah, and what about the sort of thing that you would keep in the to keep the sort of scraps of the pigs in, some sort of bucket would you keep around?
Yeah, they'd keep some, let's say 5 gallon bucket, and all your scrapping, all what's left from the table you wouldn't need, you just put that in there and kind of wash it a little bit, get everything out, and you leave that in the bucket, and every night or every morning you throw it to the hogs. You had a place to, you know, a trough for the hogs to put that in. And all your troughs were made out of wood, just 2 pieces of wood, nail in a V. And you can imagine how much it holds water.
Okay. And you fried eggs in a
regular skillet, cast iron skillet.